Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the big announcement of this past week was that Funny Girl will end its run September 3rd at the August Wilson Theater. And Lea Michele, who single-handedly saved the show, will remain until that time. That's Labor Day. That will have been a year-long run for the performer. The show, as you remember, was in dire straits, but since her arrival was pulling in at least $1.5 million a week. But just to remind you how risky any theatrical investment is these days, it was also revealed that it remains unclear whether Funny Girl will recoup its $16.5 million capitalization. But anyway, the show has been selling very strongly. The closing announcement could boost sales even further. The show also had the highest average ticket price on Broadway last week, $205. So many shows now, as I keep mentioning, are in rehearsal or preview mode. Lots of big stars coming. That's on Broadway. This past week, another was announced. This one is in process. It's called Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. You'll probably remember that 1994 blockbuster book by John Berendt. Well, it's being developed into a new musical. The production will be directed by Tony Award winner Rob Ashford, written by Pulitzer finalist Taylor Mack, with music and lyrics by Tony Award winner Jason Robert Brown. Now, his show Parade is on now for a limited run. All I can say, because it's too premature to review it, I'll just get those tickets and bring your hankies. Now, back to Garden of Good and Evil for a second. This is interesting. An invitation-only industry reading has been announced, and that's going to take place May 12th and 13th. That could be what is called a backer's audition, meaning those who invest will get the best seats and ask to risk the most. Meanwhile, it is a particularly fertile and interesting time off Broadway. We have Sarah Ruhl's latest at the Signature Theater called Letters to Max. That's a tale of an actual correspondence between a teacher and student. There is death and grief involved, but also apparently much humor. There's Black Odyssey at the Classic Stage Company. You can sort of figure out what that is from the title. The Mint Theaters Becomes a Woman, which I reported on last week, is doing very well at City Center. By the way, the author, who was Betty Smith of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn fame, never saw that show produced, but her 100-year-old daughter went to see it this past week. Wow. The Public Theater has The Harder They Come. That's an adaptation of that film by Suzanne Laurie Parks. And there's much more going on. Now, I saw another trio this past week. First was a play written by, but not featuring, Eric Bogosian called One Times One. It's 1x1. This one was written several years ago, and frankly, it feels like it. The story about a man tricking a would-be actress into internet porn, well, something feels stale, though, yes, appropriately creepy. But I wish Bogosian had updated it. I don't know, maybe he did. Because the issue of photos online and how they can lead to questionable, if not illegal, and certainly immoral consequences is a hot subject. The three performers in this two-act try hard, but they also grow wearying. There is sex here of sorts, lots of profanity, all exceeded by plenty of drug use. What are supposed to be the big surprises end up feeling predictable. Others may disagree, but for me, this 1 + 1 = 0. And my next show is The Rewards of Being Frank, produced by the New York Classical Theater Company and written by Alice Scovell. This will mean most of those who have some familiarity with Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, since this play imagines the same characters, yes, Lady Bracknell, Algernon, Ernest, and the others, getting together a couple of years later. It's a very clever and funny show, so much great wordplay. Papa is dead, yes, I revel in his absence. Discreet indiscretions, I so love what you have not done to this place. Anyway, the characters are very funny. It features a lovely cast that actually performed together at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival. That's the first place this play premiered and got wonderful reviews. This is Alice Scovell's first full-length play, and, well, I hope it's not her last. This one is at the ART, New York Mezzanine Theater on West 53rd and 10th. That's the ART, New York ART Theater. My third play, I'm going to save till next week to discuss fully, but hint, hint, it was the first penned by Lynn Nottage, who went on to win two Pulitzers, with more to come, I'm sure, ahead. That one is playing at Theater Row in a near-perfect production. Again, details next week. Now, keeping on the subject of Off-Broadway for a minute, one of the most interesting companies has changed hands. That would be the Rattlestick Theater, a highly regarded one in the West Village. It has now named Will Davis, a freelance director and choreographer, as its next artistic director. Davis will succeed Daniela Topo, the artistic director there since 2016. She has decided to leave theater administration to pursue a career as a nurse. Well, more power to her. Thank you for your service. By all accounts, she did a remarkable job at the Rattlestick. Travis, the new one, is a transgender and is particularly interested in developing new plays. Having previously served as artistic director of the American Theater Company in Chicago. Now, way back to where we began, to the subject of readings, here is something to stream tonight for a good cause. It's promoted as a site-specific, multimedia stage reading material from Ukrainian playwrights, featuring Jessica Hecht, who must be the busiest actor in town, Bill Irwin, pretty busy too, and others. This one is either in person at Lincoln Center at the David Rubenstein Atrium or online streaming worldwide. Well, I so hope this is recorded for later viewing. My guess is it will be. And I assume you can find more info by Googling International Theater Development. They're the ones behind this, International Theater Development. Anyway, all this has reminded me, well, where shows begin. Of the larger or more commonly small stage readings. That's where they begin. They are countless and going on all the time, mostly, of course, to get a play in shape, to hear an audience response, and then to find money to get it on a stage. So let me finish with, on a snowy night last week, I went to one called The Meantime. The Meantime, written by Jeffrey Sweet, with great actors including J.O. Sanders, Ephraim Burney, and Mary Ann Plunkett. Holding their scripts for 90 entertaining minutes. Actor Dan Loria, a curator of what is called the Theater 555 series, explained that several playwrights are selected to have one of their own plays read and to present a new one by an unknown. The goal is simply to support and encourage new work, to which I say bravo and keep it up.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.